gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I know you caught a few games over the course of the last couple of days. The tournaments, both on the men and the women's side, have been very, very entertaining so far. What do you
think? Yes, indeed. Indeed. We don't have upsets. We don't have close to upsets. And some good games.
The numbers have been kind of showing this. Somebody put out the numbers on Twitter the other day. Over the last couple of years, as far as like trying to show the parity in the women's game, this year so far the women have more higher seeded teams moving on to the Sweet 16 than the men do, which has never been the case before. It's always, you know, me and my dad were talking yesterday, mm-hmm. watching games. We were discussing, you know, just. For years, you could basically go chalk in the women's game and be pretty much almost 100% of your bracket correct. So,
well, that fell apart. Iowa done lost. Baylor done lost.
Let's just look at our show brackets.
I want y'all to hear Brian say, he's saying I loosely because I didn't know anything about it. Usually, this is about time when I start watching basketball, men or women. But we going with it because I did give input lost because
I'll fix it. Let's look at the show's brackets that I picked the things for.
Because I was leaning heavily on you. I knew nothing.
So, yes, right now in the women's side, now there's still games to be played this evening to get everybody to the Sweet 16.
Let's see, who got a game today?
Tonight, we got North Carolina and Arizona, which should be a good matchup. That's a 4-5 game.
So that means they men and women will have somebody.
Yes. Ohio State and LSU will play this evening.
What we think? We ain't there yet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Man, well, we'll get there. Let's see who else play this evening.
Princeton and Indiana.
That would be a good game.
UConn's going to probably beat UCF up. Okay.
Tennessee plays Belmont. And Belmont like Creighton and South Dakota. They rolling right now. They're playing well.
They're going to stop rolling.
They're going to be on Tennessee's home court, which is going to be hard for them. But, you know.
Well, the Belmont and Nashville, they ain't that far. Nashville, that's about a 4-hour drive. They're about.
And Buffalo gave Tennessee all they wanted. And I called that. I said, and I even picked Buffalo in our bracket to upset Tennessee. Buffalo gave them all they wanted. That is your fair. I forget until I see her on the TV how small she is. Lord, that child is little. But she can score. Man, it's going to be so much fun watching her in the WNBA. Because I know somebody's going to pick her up. Who else got tonight? Tonight we got
Villanova and Michigan and Kansas State and North Carolina State.
Yes. Oh, man.
Notre Dame and Oklahoma. Is that going to be – that's a 4-5 game. They must have made it through like they supposed to.
That'll be another good one. And UConn and UCF.
They're going to beat them up.
Yeah, that's not going to be good. But, no, so we've actually done pretty well on our picks.
Okay, South Carolina already made it through in Texas. Okay, I missed that.
South Carolina, let's just go with them real quick because I want to talk about how they beat the devil out of Howard. I think the score was 44-4 at halftime the other night.
But they put the brakes on.
And, you know, but I'll tell you this, Miami, and, you know, we have some people down there that we know personally mm-hmm. on Miami staff.
Shout out Marjorie.
And Big Red. And Beth Duncanberger. I know Beth
Big Red. He ain't got nothing to do with the team. Go ahead.
They had a really good game plan. They just couldn't score enough to see it through. Because, you know, it's dominant. It's South Carolina looked against Howard. South Carolina went right back to looking mortal. I mean, they struggled scoring. I think the final score was like 49-33 as I'm looking at it here.
I won't be surprised if they get upset here.
So. It could happen. It could happen. And
we saw Kentucky playing, hanging around. I thought that might light a fire in them losing in that SEC tournament, but maybe apparently it didn't.
Well, I saw Princeton as a potential team that could beat them just because I could see them not taking them as seriously. And this is going to be – I hate to talk about it because she's one of my favorite players to watch when she's on. But this is going to be Ryan Howard's legacy. She just – I mean, she had 2 points at halftime against Princeton the other day. And they weren't doing anything special to guard her.
You watched the highlights, you would have thought number 44 was the best player on the team because she was more aggressive. It looked like she was trying to. Ryan was just out there like, yo.
Ryan just doesn't have that gene. And she just doesn't have. And this is why I hope that she is the first pick in the draft, because the first pick is for Washington, the Washington Mystics. And Mike Thibault is the coach there. I think he is the type of coach that can get something out of her.
But I don't think it's about a gene. I think it's just that.
That's.
I don't know how much she loves that team.
Yeah, that's gene.
I don't know how much she likes her teammates or none of that. It just seemed like she liked playing basketball, and she was just going with it, like whatever. It wasn't like she didn't seem to be playing with urgency to me. Now I didn't watch the whole game or nothing, but that's what I saw. She even most of the season she did. Apparently in the SEC tournament she did, but she didn't seem to play with a lot of urgency.
Yeah, so, calling out her jeans is a bad choice to word. Urgency is a better word.
Well, no, I know what you was talking about, like that hot sauce. We need to feed Anthony Davis, but dude, we okay. See what you always make this happen. I'm finished.
Let's get T off the Lakers.
You always make this
happen. But I'm gonna tell you what was really impressive: the state of Iowa yesterday. They not just yesterday, all tournament long so far. Iowa has come out. They have, I think they had their fifth consecutive sellout in a row.
Yes, so is this what Iowa State playing to? Is that?
And Iowa State was playing at their own home gym, and
they were sold out too.
And they were sold out as well.
All right, ain't nothing else to do out there. Y'all, way to go! Way to go out there and support the women's basketball. I don't know what else. I shouldn't say that. I ain't never been to Iowa. To my recollection, so I don't think it's nothing to do out there though.
Cornfields, there's cornfields, and there's Iowa State is shooting very well and defending really well, and they held Georgia to 44 points last night, and that's what you got to do. You got to be on your defensive game, and
if you can defend the rebound, win rings.
You having a good time, so Iowa on the other hand. I sent this text to Debbie Antonelli yesterday, name dropping, sorry.
Don't do that.
I said that Caitlin Clark and Monica Sinano, their post player at Iowa, they're like, and I hate using the comparisons of men's teams. Well, I don't like doing like comparing on the men.
No, that's fine, but don't do it if you're about to say what I think.
Just the way they play off each other, I call them like a Magic and Kareem.
Oh, Lord.
But.
Okay. I was close. I thought you would say Kobe and Shaq.
No. Because Kareem is one of those that had the great footwork and, you know, could make great post moves and never had to dribble. Sinano is the same way. Sinano literally had, she had less than double figure dribbles yesterday. And there's been stretches this year where she has gotten
just catch and shoot.
I mean, she has great post footwork.
Let me look at this kid. Hold on, I got some highlights somewhere. What's this kid in Iowa State? Let me go over here.
This is Iowa. This is University of Iowa.
Oh, this Iowa. Let me go off of that. Let's go to Iowa. Go ahead, keep talking.
So, there were times yesterday where they were on fast breaks. Where I mean, Clark which obviously Creighton was focusing in on her because they didn't want her to just explode. So she was passing up the floor, and Sonata would catch. And, I mean, she would just take two steps and would lay it up perfect. And, it, you know, it just it had a look of a Kareem and a Magic type of look. But what I would...
Well, let's not go with Kareem and Magic. Let's go with... I don't want to go with Bird and Mikhail or something.
Let the record show she's saying this because they are white people.
No, because they're not as athletic as either of them. But well, Caitlin might be, but I don't think this girl is no in Kareem.
I'm just saying by the way they were looking in the moments that they had flashes where it looked like you were watching the 80s version of, you know, of Kareem and Magic. And my whole point to say
there
that
go
was,
Mikhail. Look, Mikhail, you lay up. I just saw her shoot a layup.
My whole point to say that was they don't. What they don't have is a Michael Cooper, a James Worthy, a Byron Scott to go with them. And that's this seems.
So you saying they don't have no Danny Ainge or?
I'm sorry, they don't have Danny Ainge, Dennis Johnson, and Robert, they don't have none of that.
Oh Lord, somebody will be like, too racist. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, oh, but yeah, so my whole point is to say that I wouldn't have that third and fourth piece that helps them get over the hump in games like what they were playing yesterday. Or they lost to a Creighton team. And this is where the transfer portal comes into play. The girl that hit the last three shots against them and then wound up winning, hitting the game winner against Iowa, the three-pointer that won the game for Creighton, was a transfer from Iowa last year. So she was on Iowa's team.
So she was playing with them last year. She didn't get enough playing time or didn't like her teammates.
I'm assuming correct, yes.
Now she playing against her former team. It should at least be 1 year later. She should have to, well, they ain't in the same conference, so that's fine. I don't think they're in the same conference.
No, they're not. But,
is this the lefty you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I wonder why she ain't stay. She seemed like that would have been a perfect piece to be with these kids.
I said the same thing. I don't know. You never know what kids are thinking or who's in their ear.
Somebody didn't like one person or one thing that happened. Good pass. You know I like CeCe. I don't make her a name.
CeCe. Oh, gosh. But, yeah, I'm disappointed that they did not move on because I really wanted to see them in Iowa State play. But Creighton and Iowa State is going to be a nice consolation because both teams are playing well right now. And gives Iowa State a chance to move on, which is my next best team in that little section of the bracket with Ashley Jones carrying the load there.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. They do have a good 1-2 punch. They do need maybe some more role, some more from their role players.
Yes. I'm trying to see the other side of the bracket. Jackson State almost pulled up the upset of the tournament.
Man, that would have been an upset of the tournament.
Man.
HBCUs in the building.
They played well, and like I told our players, and look, I told people I was going to mention my team every so often.
They philosophy
on the show, but we were going over filling out the brackets with them the other day, and they all want to pick Jackson State to beat LSU because Jackson State has a girl that played at the high school that I'm working for.
Mm-hmm.
She played at our high school for about 3 or 4 years ago. So they all know where they all think, you know, Jackson State, that, you know, they're going to beat LSU, blah, blah, blah. I told them if it was anywhere else but Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I would give them a chance. And they still almost won it. I mean, they had a lead, you know, with just a minute or two to go. LSU went on a 13-0 run to take over, but
Well, I need some more five stars, just like with the men. I need some else to go to HBCUs, start trying to go to Tennessee and everybody else. Go play with your historically black colleges and universities.
But my point on that, I mean, you have Jackson State doing well, you have Creighton, you have South Dakota, who upset Ole Miss and Baylor. Florida Gulf Coast, who is always upsetting people. They lost to Maryland yesterday, but they made it to the second round. Missouri State gave Ohio State all they wanted. I mean, all these higher seeded teams, given the favorite, what I'll call the heavy favorites, trouble. It's just Belmont gave a beat up Oregon, got them at the last second, got them a 3-pointer and put them over. Buffalo gave Tennessee all they wanted on Tennessee's home floor, like you said about Princeton beating Kentucky. The parity and the wealth is being spread. The talent wealth is being spread more and more in the women's game, which is so good.
I don't know
good.
About the talent belt being spread.
It's so good for the women's game. And I think the more that happens. And like I told you with Florida gave UCF all they wanted. They just ran out of gas. But they didn't have Kiki. If they'd have had Kiki Smith, that game would have been a lot different. UConn looked really well against Mercer. Let's see, I'm just kind of looking at our bracket as I'm talking here. Villanova and Michigan, I think, will be a decent game. Nas Hillman for Michigan, the big post player, is one to watch there. And I don't know if I could, if I did like a second chance bracket for the women, I don't know if I could pick against South Dakota. The way they're playing right now. Moving them on.
I don't even know that I can find South Dakota on the map.
And I'll tell you who else, coming out of that same bracket, the Wichita bracket, Louisville is playing well. I know their first two games were at home, but they're looking better than I've seen them look all year long. And they'll play the winner of Tennessee and Belmont in the Sweet 16, so that'll be a good matchup. Yeah, the women's tournament is rounding in the form. I need LSU to find a way to beat Ohio State tonight. Even though I think
did we pick them?
We did.
Y'all hear the we.
Oh,
that's yeah. It was a good pick. It was a we. If it wasn't, it was Brian. Pronouns.
Yeah. So
we. It was a him. It's we and him. No, make it pronoun.
Just to poorly transition. Let's move over to the men's side of things. Let's
see. Did Creighton's men win? They had won one game. I say, y'all women and men don't got a game.
Kansas beat them by 7 yesterday. Oh, okay. Yeah, so they are out. And the reason, before we get into the bracket, let's talk a little bit about the reason why my co-host brings up Creighton. T is salty that they hired who they hired down there at the University of Florida.
Oh, my God. We don't even know who this dude is.
Oh, James. Oh, no, Golden from University of
San Francisco. See, don't even know.
The Golden Era. It's the Golden Era, T. All the way you upset.
Because he a mid-major coach, and his first job shouldn't be at a top division school, even though we ain't did nothing in basketball since Mike White, and he came over there did nothing, and now he done run to Georgia to do some more nothing, I guess, because he did nothing. I don't know what's going to change. You don't went to a different state. What? You still in the same conference?
Pressure.
I guess he just needed pressure. A change of atmosphere.
Apparently his
what pressure that the athletic director let him lose as much as he wanted. They ain't did nothing since he been there. Brian.
Apparently now that his kids are getting older, his kids are kind of getting some heat at school and things like that. From
well, that's not gonna change when they go to Athens and lose. They're not gonna be happy with it. That's never gonna change. Westbrook, Brick, right, whatever you.
And you talking to somebody who grew up a coach's kid.
Westbrook been playing better though, but go ahead.
It was a high school level, but still there was that I dealt with as well. So
as long as they're on social media, he ain't getting away from it. Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank God they didn't have social media when my dad coached.
Yes.
Thank God, Jesus, Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Arizona and Houston this evening. I mean, this evening. For the one of the Sweet 16 matchups. Look, we ain't have that many that made it through on our bracket. So I'll just go with the ones that we made it through. Arizona and Houston. Arizona tried to win the world, lose TCU last night. Went into overtime. It was a good game. Kept me up all night long watching it. But yeah, they moved on. So Arizona and Houston will be on one side of our Sweet 16. Gonzaga and Arkansas are another matchup that we got correct. Come on down. We had Alabama versus Duke. Texas Tech winds up coming out of that. Alabama lost in the first round of Notre Dame. And then Texas Tech took care of them in the next round. So, and Duke outlasted Michigan State. So we did get Duke correct. On the other side of that, Tennessee, who we had making a nice little run, lost to Michigan. Juwan and them are playing well right now. Then they got Villanova next up.
Hold on, that is that team my cousin?
Villanova.
Michigan. Isn't that the Davis kid that was playing well the other night? Did I keep saying that's my cousin?
Oh, no.
Or was
no,
that
no.
North Carolina? That was North Carolina.
North Carolina, yes. Who outlasted Baylor. Lord, they tried everywhere in the world. If you did not watch the game, actually, if you were watching the game and you saw North Carolina up 25 and you said, let me go to something else because this game.
Yeah, that's what I did.
It's in the look. It's in the refrigerator, the Jello and jiggling, and then they
and the butter getting hard.
The butter's getting hard. Speaking of people, Chick Hearns was supposed to make an appearance on last night's episode of Winning Time. T and I will get to that at some point, and we will we'll give.
Brian, I was about to say Chick Hearn is dead, but go ahead. I'm glad you finished that because I was like, what? Chick Hearn is dead. He ain't making no. Go ahead. I see where you went with it. Go ahead. I was a little concerned. I was like, no, wait a minute. Chick ain't with us no more.
And Pat Riley as well. So anyway.
Who playing Pat? Okay, go ahead. Stay focused. Stay focused. Here we go.
You're not gonna be happy with it.
Oh God.
So anyway, North Carolina outlasts Baylor. They will play UCLA. Is that correct? Yes. UCLA beat St. Mary's. That'll be a good matchup. Kansas and Providence, who has outlasted just about everybody. I had Providence losing in the opening round of South Dakota State, so they have far outseeded my expectations of them. But that ought to be a good one. Iowa State and Miami. Iowa State beat up on Wisconsin yesterday in a big... I think they were like 2-for-22 at one point, and they still wound up winning this game, so it was a defensive struggle. But the talk of the tournament right now, and I hope Purdue sits them on down, but the Peacocks of St. Peter's. They are on a nice little run.
They upset
Kentucky. And I'm going to my phone because there's something I need to read. Some information that I found out. Because, you know, you get a team like St. Peter's you don't know much about, you got to go and research. So their coach... Shaheen Holloway. So St. Peter's is the first team from New Jersey to make the Sweet 16 since 2000. The team that made it in 2000 was Seton Hall. Starting point guard on Seton Hall's team that year was Shaheen Holloway, the coach of St. Peter's. Thought that was pretty interesting. Good information.
That's for people that don't have nothing else to do, run around digging up stuff. Go ahead.
Welcome to my world. All right. But yes, St. Peter's, the Peacocks, they're continuing to roll. But I hope their party comes to an end against Purdue because Purdue is our champion that we have selected. And we need them to actually at this point,
I feel like did we pick North Carolina to make it to the Final Four? Look at it.
We did not. But, listen, y'all hear the we. All this talk about
you. How you let that happen? That's your team. I'm back to you. That's your team. How did you let that happen?
I had Alabama for some reason. I don't know why I thought Alabama might make a run in it. But anyway, I will say this for us. We got 9 out of the 16 Sweet 16 teams correct. Now that's gonna take a hard turn.
It's once gonna they fall get, apart.
Yeah. So at this point, the bracket is out the window. But
what about Auburn? Did they lose?
Auburn lost yesterday, and who did they lose to? My mind just
blew. I should have known not to go with these Miami. SEC men teams. They yeah. always get in the tournament and just choke.
And Jim Larranaga, Miami's head coach, he is quoted because before the game, Charles Barkley, because when Kelvin Sampson, Houston's head coach, when they won their game, locker room taking off his shirt and celebrating and all that stuff. So Charles Barkley said on air, if Auburn won, he would rip off his shirt and celebrate on camera.
Oh, yes. Lord. I'm glad that didn't happen. So we didn't want to see none of that.
Jim Larranaga, head coach of Miami, after they beat Auburn last night, said that that basically no one wanted to see that happen, Chuck. So, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
He saved America. So. But that's okay. You see enough
of Charles. Because you can't unsee stuff.
You see enough of Charles on every commercial. Him and Sam and Spike. On every
I'm gonna
break.
Keep on loving you, cause it's the only thing I do. What commercial? When Shaq singing in the shower, that's the.
Oh Lord.
And Ernie and what's his name, Kenny, out there talking about.
Yes.
He sound good in the shower. Hilarious. And then when he came out of the shower, it's awful.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, for us, I mean, we got one team remaining for our Final Four, so we need Purdue to make good Purdue. On that. Go Boilermakers!
Good luck.
And they look really well the first two games. So hopefully,
when last time the Boilermakers did something with what's his name, the dog, something dog,
Big Dog, Glenn Robinson. Big Dog. Yes,
was that the last time they did something?
It is correct. I mean, they've always been in the tournament here and there, but that's the last time they made a lot of noise. I need to go and look at some highlights of Glenn Robinson. I ain't
Big Dog. He could play.
Ben Baker and them.
D. Young and Whipperstaff don't know about the Big Dog. He could play. It's about 20 men out here, Brian. You know, they got construction over here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 men doing nothing, but looking at one do something. I don't know what we're doing out here. Go ahead. They're just standing around. Well, one looked like he working, but the other one's standing and watching this one guy. Yeah, like he finna write something down. Go ahead.
Well, next on the docket, I just kind of was going to turn things over to my co-host for a minute, let her give her thoughts on Spider-Man No Way Home.
So I finally saw Spider No Way Home, and when it started, I was like, okay, here we are, because I mean, pretty much one of the trailers was him and Michelle Jones. What is that? What she said, Michelle Jones.
MJ
laying on the thing, talking about that. All that happened, and. Then he goes to see Tony because they had the Halloween decorations in the shop.
Strange. I can't bring Chick Earnest back from the dead, but you could bring Tony Stark back from the dead. He ain't gonna see Tony.
Well, the chances of Tony Stark coming back are way better than Chick.
Amen.
So when he kept talking about who he didn't want to be in the spell, and I was like, but how is that messing it up? Because you're the one controlling the spell. And why are you doing the spell in front of him? And I was just like, this is not it. So then
they did a little bit too much with that part. They could have just left it at, He allowed everyone to that knows his name.
Right.
Peter Parker.
Everybody that knew me knew me as Spider-Man, leave it. The rest of the world, change it. Then. Yeah. So, basically, Brian, I'm glad you told me Ned is supposed to or could potentially become a bad guy. Thinking back, and even when the three Spider-Mans meet up and they talking and stuff, because I was like, I don't remember Spider-Man having no friend, like a male friend anyway, like this. Except for I forgot about the one whose dad was Dr. Octavius. Oh, yeah. Not Dr. Octavius, whichever one he was.
Anyway. It's going to come to me. The Green Goblin.
Yes. Yeah. So then he said, my friend tried to kill me.
Yeah. So Ned in the comics, for people that don't know, Ned's character in the comics becomes the Hobgoblin, which is another Spider-Man. They was fast.
But, so why did they go to the magic? Him being able to... I didn't like that he took the ring. I was like, okay, why does he have that ring? Like, why did you... What? And then all of a sudden he said, you know, his grandmama told him they used to know magic or something. But
yeah, that they had magic in the family.
Okay, all of the trouble that Strange went through to learn how to use the portals and open them and close them. And now you just, I wish I could see Peter. Boom, it opened. Okay.
Yes, but it never was the Peter that they...
Oh, I wish I could see Peter. Yeah, that ain't him. Oh, I don't know how to close these portals. Now, the other portals closed on their own, but now you can't close the portal. Remember when the other ones walked through the portal, they just closed on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They
have some plot holes that don't really add up because, you know,
so, ultimately, I guess it was an introduction to the metaverses, and I think I only really could stomach it because I had seen the cartoon one. What was that one called? With the black Hispanic Spider-Man. What is that one called? The cartoon.
Oh, Miles Morales.
Yes. So since I had seen that one and knew all the, you know, the pig spider and the other spiders, like, and understood the metaverse from that perspective, it was a little bit easier to follow. Because they just was getting on my nerves. I was just like, can y'all, like, oh, we've never worked as a team. But who don't be like, okay, which one we need to take out first? Not, you fight your guy that you fight all the time, and I'm going to fight my guy. Hey, Brian, look, how did you kill him before? Well, let's do this. And then I got tired of, you a good guy. Don't send them back to die. Save their lives if you can. And now Aunt May dead because you out here trying to save people. That you don't know what kind of effect that's going to have in that universe for them to be changed.
That's the other part. He's fixing. They fixing. I think that's why in the Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange is gonna get himself in trouble because he's done called. He done sent all them people back, and now they're different from how they were supposed to be. They're supposed to be a villain. Supposed to be killed. You know that the whole natural law order has now been changed. So yeah.
So I was just like, well,
I thought they had to kill. I think they had to kill Aunt May because they had to get to that point because he had never heard on screen with great power comes great responsibility. They had to get him to that point. And, you know, obviously his Uncle Ben didn't have to say it to him, so Aunt May said it.
So, yeah, I guess that was the only part was like, okay, but he had a significant person die. That was Tony Stark. I guess... the person had to be closer to you, so they made it Aunt May.
Right.
And then he goes to the grave and, like, talking to Happy and be like, that's my aunt. No, he was like, oh,
yeah,
I knew
how
her.
Did you know? Yeah, he said, how did you know her? And he was like, oh, through Spider-Man. And then Happy said, me too. Well, how you know? Hold on.
So Happy knows Spider-Man, but Happy should have had more questions. Like, well, when did she meet Spider-Man? Anyway, it was too much.
And how do you know him through Spider-Man, basically?
Know her through Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, who are you, the Spider-Man?
Well, he still would remember Spider-Man. You remember when he picked him up and all in the other one?
Yes, but he just doesn't know that now Peter Parker.
So, right, the Peter Parker part is the part he didn't remember. So, it was okay movie. It was fine for what it was. I'm interested to see. No, it was too long. Like, they could have shortened that. It was way too much. The bringing them into the, I got to have my two friends. You've been fighting these criminals all this time without your girlfriend and your best friend. Now you need them all of a sudden?
He's a child.
And then, we didn't get to the MIT. We didn't get into VCU. I'm just making up names. MIT was the real one. We didn't get into UF. We didn't get into Ole Miss. We didn't get into Georgia Tech. I was just like, I'm so over this. But the most part that just gnawed on my, is how annoying his best friend is and how annoying he was as he was too good to let them die in their universe and just send them back to where they were supposed to be. And I was like, this ain't going to turn out well. It's the reason they supposed to be dead.
Yeah, law and order, the order, the natural order of things. So we're going to see.
So we'll see, because Jamie Foxx, his character felt better than the guy they tried to make him a nerd. Then he had like glasses and some other stuff when he was.
Yeah, they did.
I was like, they should have left you like this, because this character is more, I don't want to say believable, but it was just like, when he was the nerd and all that, I was like, I don't know, like, is this making this character any more appealing, or why did y'all just not leave him like Jamie Foxx was in this one?
They definitely did a good job of cleaning that up, because I didn't like the nerd weird. It was just too strange.
Yeah, and, it was a lot, and this movie was a lot. Doctor Strange is going to stop playing God, but we're going to see. He's going to learn. Look, he's going to learn in his next movie, apparently, to stop playing God. He's going to learn. Because look like everything is falling apart. I'm interested to see what they do in the next one. I know I just transitioned over to Doctor Strange's world. But that's interested to see what happened in the next one, because I still feel some kind of way about Wanda, and I hope she ain't turned bad, because I liked her being a good person.
Yeah.
I don't want her to be the whatever evil witch or whatever red witch. I want her to be a good person.
Everything you read is like she is destined to be the bad guy in the Strange movie.
I just feel sad about it. I don't want it to happen.
I mean, if you look at, just going off the trailer, I think that it's not necessarily this Wanda. I think
her multiverse one might be. Because yes. Strange multiverse had an evil looking Strange.
Yeah, so I'm thinking we might get lucky with our Wanda still having a chance to be good.
Okay. So this is another thing. So that they, at least I would like for them to clean it up. To identify some of these different universes they go into. Because obviously we knew that first Peter and the second Peter, I don't even know how they was numbering themselves, and the third Peter. But we knew, like, okay, we've seen these other movies, so we know what era, what space they are coming from. In this Strange movie, we're not going to know that, and they're going to have to clean it up, like, to give us some kind of idea where this evil Strange is from, or where that sorcerer that we saw at the end of the movie that stole the other sorcerer's power.
Mordo, yes. Uh-huh.
What is happening with him, because apparently he don't win and blew up a whole... the place in some one of these verses where they practice and
Commentage or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So that
look at you. Look at you almost knowing details. Go ahead.
But that can't be too. Like, I need to have some kind of concept of, okay, what part of where are we? In the main, in Earth's main realm, or are we in?
Yeah,
Earth
they definitely going to have the three. Little subtitle pop up there to let us know what universe we're in, because everybody ain't just gonna follow it and know. Okay, yeah, they're in Earth 333 or whatever.
So, I'm curious if we, okay, so Loki's man, maybe that Loki don't have nothing to do with this, but. You know that man that was in the Loki movie that was like, is worse things than him?
Yeah, Kang the Conqueror. Mm-hmm.
Do this have anything to do with that? Because they was all in the spacey and there's a bigger.
Yeah, I think he
being
is.
Being or whatever you want to call it. I think he, out there.
Well, not that, that one is dead because what's her name killed him. And I think that he's. Well, basically, he has the.
You mean in the Eternals?
I'm talking about on Loki. So.
Oh, he died. The black man died. I thought he stayed.
Yeah,
alive.
She stabbed him up. Well, and he said, "See you again soon." Basically, saying, you know,
it's another one of him.
He's gonna, that will unlock the bad ones. Cause he wasn't necessarily a bad version of him.
So I don't even know if those two movies go together. I'm curious. That just made me think of him and how he was, like you saying, was saying like there are worse things out there. And we know Loki's whole thing was there was a bunch of Lokis in different places.
Mm-hmm. So going to be interesting.
You think it's going to be a female Strange? Loki had a woman version.
It could possibly happen.
I will say two thumbs up, chef kisses, whatever you want to call it for Sing 2. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yes.
Even though I didn't know most of the songs, I enjoyed it. And I was like, I looked at the cast because I was watching the credits. And I was like, what's the lady that played... Black Widow.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson, yes.
Yeah, she is one of these characters, but I couldn't figure out who she was.
She was the porcupine, the rock singer.
Oh, is that her voice? Okay, okay. I was like, Scarlett? Okay. Brian, the one that sings with the elephant, Brian, his hair. He had the thick, lovely locks. He didn't mind shaking them.
He was all about his role. He was all into it.
We're going to get he said we're going to get awards for this. Just left her while she trying to talk to the other elephant.
That's hilarious.
And whoever did the evil man's daughter, they were good.
Oh, yeah. She's actually a singer. I can't think of her name right
this second. The crybaby daughter.
Yes.
And the crump dancing. The crump dancing cat was good. It was all good. I liked it. The apple of my eye, that was hilarious. I don't know if people would have necessarily caught that. The apple in the lady's eye. But that's kind of funny.
It's Crowley.
Did you respond to my when is a dog is not a dog?
I don't know if I did or not. I don't think so.
Did you find the answer?
Uh-uh.
When it's purebred.
No.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I was watching, it was a cartoon. And I said, Lord, I got to send this out. It was a Batman cartoon. And the Joker was doing something to the Batman. It was, matter of fact, it was Batman and Scooby-Doo they were working together on the case. Scooby-Doo's the mystery team.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm a Scooby-Doo fan. So,
yes.
They went to see Joker in the asylum, in the Arkham. And he saw Scooby-Doo and he asked Scooby-Doo, when is a dog not a dog? Scooby-Doo was looking like, what? And man, he said, When it's pure bread, I was so done. And that's when I shared that with you all.
Okay, I do remember this now. I don't know why I didn't respond. I apologize. Yes. This, while it's on my mind, you didn't bring up, but it's glad that you didn't, because now we can move on to this. You didn't bring up the cameo at the beginning of Spider-Man. The nice little cameo we got.
What we get? Who? See how bad I
We got Charlie Cox's Daredevil.
Oh, that's right. Yes. He was in there and told him you're gonna need another attorney.
Yes. Yeah, he told Happy, he said you're gonna need a good lawyer.
And then he caught the brick.
Yes, he did.
And it's like, how did you do that? So but then we don't see him again.
Yeah, the reason I bring him up is because Disney Plus has brought all the Defender shows from Netflix onto their lineup. So there's going to be now parental controls on your Disney Plus, because obviously, you know, those can be kind of vulgar and
sex scenes and explicit. And everything else. Yeah.
But it also gives way to possibly, now we've already got.
Well, Moon Man's supposed to be coming on that song, right?
Yes, Moon Knight.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, yeah. Moon Knight.
But no, we've already kind of got it semi-confirmed that Charlie Cox will be back in another episode, in another movie, another show, and he might actually be getting his own show, which is decent. So, so maybe we'll be getting some more of the Defenders. Now that they're part of Disney Plus, maybe we'll be getting them in some of the movies.
So, Moon Knight is, when is supposed to come to Disney? Do we know?
March 30th. So, 2 Wednesdays
soon. What about She-Hulk? Wasn't that supposed to be coming?
It's coming soon. I think Miss Marvel will be before She-Hulk.
Let me tell you, that Miss Marvel, I was confused. When you sent me that trailer, I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Probably people that's into the cartoon comic book part of it know. But I was like, this ain't it. I think ain't
it's going to be more tailored toward a younger crowd. But there has to be at some point in it where she kind of has her, you know, where Monica Rambeau had her moment at the end of WandaVision, where they call her up to the, you know, the person of whoever was up above the clouds. Mm-hmm. That little alien told her that they wanted to see her. It's going to be something like that. Because she's a big Captain Marvel fan. That was her, you know, that's how she gets started in the comics. She's like huge Captain Marvel fan. And in the comics, she winds up being an Inhuman, where she gets the Terrigen Mist and gets her powers that way. They're doing a little different route with this character. Looks like she kind of found some mystic armbands to give her powers. So be interesting to see how they play that.
But, yeah, I don't know if I'm liking this.
I just want to see how she, because she's going to meet up, she's going to be a part of the Marvels with Monica Rambeau and Captain Marvel. So I just want to see how they get her to that, basically.
Well, I saw another trailer of the Moon Knight, and I was like, well, this may not be that bad.
No, it looks like it's going to be pretty, I mean, it's going to deal with mental health. Which would be something that is, you know.
Yeah, he talked to himself.
Yeah, he definitely has a split personality issue, which.
It's called dissociative identity disorder. Thank you.
Listen, that's why you're here. To clean up that. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be something different. But yeah, I know, like you said, I'm excited for the She-Hulk series too, because Hulk is supposed to make an appearance in Moon Knight, apparently. That's the word on the street. So maybe he'll be setting up She-Hulk and that.
Right.
Because, you know, everything is supposed to be connected.
Well, that should be interesting. So, we got, when is Black Adam coming out? Even though I don't want to see Dwayne to be no bad guy.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, Black Adam. Because they've been teasing that so long.
Yeah, that's been a minute since they've been talking about.
And have we ended? Okay, let's talk about bad movies. I tried to watch Fast 9, 10, whatever we at.
I couldn't even finish it.
I couldn't. I got 20, maybe 20 minutes in. And I was like, okay, this is a lot. I'm finished. And I never would look back. I walked away and never would look back.
It was bad.
So I need y'all to stop wasting the money on that and find something else to do with y'all money.
Yeah, I need them Black to finish Adam that. Come out
July the 29th. Go ahead.
No, I need them find to be something finished else with their franchise. Cause
yeah, fine. Yeah, and did you see the Batman movie?
I have not. No, I have not yet.
I haven't either, but it's so dark. I was like, I don't like watching movies where I can't see enough. It's not enough light for me to catch anything that's happening in the background. Like literally like dark, not as in dark as in evil, but dark as in I can't see because it's always night outside and raining.
Right. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we close out?
Not, I meant the Lakers are the Lakers. I don't know who this guy is. The Florida Gators hired. Looking forward to seeing. Coach Billy decided that Thursday, the whatever Thursday is before Good Friday, that's when they're gonna have a spring game, and it's gonna be open to the public.
We didn't even talk about Emory going in the swamp.
Yes, Emory decided he wanna go and take his talents to somewhere else. And my sibling said people was on there complaining because he wanted to have that game on a Thursday before Good Friday. And I was like, but he didn't have it on Good Friday. Like, you're not obligated to go to that game. And if you take Good Friday off or get it off, like Ole Miss, you get it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a holiday. So then you go to the game, and then you don't even have to worry about I got to work Friday.
Right.
But he said he did it because he wanted the students to be able to come, and he wanted the full atmosphere of a game because they're going to bring some recruit on. And I was like, okay, I see you, Billy. I see you trying to do big things down there in Gainesville. That's cool.
I wonder which one of his staff members came up with that idea, because he got 700.
He got 1,000 of them. So somebody should be having some good ideas here and now.
Even if not, hey, they better not have they got plenty of options. They better not have.
Right.
They cannot say they didn't have any
enough people to run it by.
Yes, they got plenty of folks to talk it through.
The quality control, the analysts.
The quality control.
When I hear that, Brian, I think of like a pill shop, but then you think of, you remember when Bill Cosby, when they said they had come back from their honeymoon and what's the man? They had got on him because somebody saw him working at Trader Joe's or something.
Elvin.
Elvin it was a quality control person.
Yes.
And then he was mad because he had got him that stethoscope. And then she go in the kitchen, like, calm down, calm down. And then when the girl's like, no, I'm not going to law school.
Yes, and the mama got upset.
She fly off the handle, yes. Mm-hmm. And he looking like, what? Wait a minute. You just told me to be calm. I pushed her out.
She gave her exact amount of how much she owed
you
her.
You owe me $90,000 and I want my money now.
That was hilarious.
So quality control, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Quality I forgot control. He was quality control. Because it's Sandra not going to law school is what takes over that episode because of Felicia Rashad. Because
Felicia loses.
Yes.
So that happened. We had did the trade happen?
Which trade?
Seahawks got going to Denver.
Oh yeah, Russell,
or did we talk about Russell. That?
No, we hadn't talked about
it. So that yet, happened. We got Russell going to Denver. Yeah. But then you got
and Deshaun Watson got traded to the Browns.
But then the wide receiver that's going to the Raiders, and I'm like, okay, Green Bay, how y'all, like, you gonna let, was it Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams. How do you sign?
You sign quarterback.
Sign Rodgers, 3 years, $50 million. Yeah,
but you don't sign his main sidekick.
I know. They don't have an answer for you.
I didn't know that they played. The guy in the Raiders quarterback played. Then him and Devontae played together.
Yes, in college. At Fresno State. Yeah, was it Fresno State? Probably
because I had that quarterback. I hadn't heard of him before, or Devontae. But so I don't watch enough football, but I pay attention to like the highlights. I'm at the highlights. Yeah, when I look at the scores and. But I don't really watch games like that. But it should be interesting to see what's going to go down. Because old boy from the Browns said he want to be traded. I don't know. I mean, he wasn't playing good there. But, hey, quarterbacks, you can be bad and you seem to land on your feet. Because we had what's the black guy that played at Florida State? He was awful as far as taking care of the ball. Jameis Winston just throw the ball away. Left and right, and then he still got a job. And so you just be like, how? Like, I ain't trying to, he could be a backup at best, but not no starter. Y'all need a quarterback, don't
it? Oh, the Saints.
Yeah, who that?
You got Jameis.
You better stop playing with yourself.
We got Jameis. We ain't worried about nothing.
You better stop.
We tried in the world, everywhere in the world to get Deshaun. There was word that we was going to get Garoppolo. I don't know why.
So this is what I think about Garoppolo. I think Garoppolo, if he could stay healthy, he would probably be a solid quarterback. Because he does have a good record overall with the 49ers. However, I don't know. I think in the system, y'all depend on your quarterback to be able to throw the ball. Like that offense. But that man retired, though, didn't he?
Oh yeah, yeah, he gone. So
I don't know that the offense
new system.
Because that offense requires you to be able to distribute the ball more than I think Garoppolo is ready to do. Because he be making bad passes too many times. But what we got now? We got NCAAs will be over before we blink.
Yeah. Because
it won't be as many games, which is all Saturday. I had it on, and I didn't have any on Sunday. But now that they're down to 16, it won't be as many games on. And then the next thing you know, it'll be the Final Four.
Yeah, and we'll be got WNBA season come up.
Speaking of, Brittany ain't going to be out of jail.
Brittany's still going to be stuck over there in Russia.
That's so sad. Because then they say something about Mike May the 19th. And apparently they ain't letting nobody even see her. I hope she okay.
Yeah, because...
Because that's different. The jail, all jails are bad, but some jails are worse than others. And all indications are this lady that was on... one of the shows I watch on Karen Hunter's show, she's like a historian from, she does blacks in Russia. And she was saying, yeah, Russia, like it's bad. Like it's bad. So I hope she all right.
Yeah.
And speaking of, I hope they all right. So I didn't. Ben Simmons must have really had a mental health breakdown.
I don't know.
Because he still like, no, they still saying he ain't ready to play. So something ain't right with him. From what I last saw, he still ain't did no basketball activities.
Nope. And they just traded for nothing because.
What they traded him for the future. I mean, he still got, well, after this one, he'll have 3 years on his contract. You know, Kyrie, they don't know what's going to happen. I bet Kyrie. Kevin
Durant, I guarantee you, Kevin Durant go home mad every night. Clearly, because he fussing at people in the crowd.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Y'all got to stop paying attention to the fans, okay?
Right. I don't understand why they can't just leave them people. Let them people heckle.
Unless they saying, calling you an N or something. Like, why are you even entertaining what they talking about?
All the man said was that you got to take over. It wasn't like it wasn't.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, why did what did Durant say? Because I didn't hear about this.
He told him he had to sit down and shut the bleep up.
Shut up, Lord. So
the referee just looking all dumbfounded.
Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Yeah, so people getting to be too sensitive. Don't nobody want nobody to talk to them. And you making too much money. Hey, pay me that kind of money. Y'all can stand in my window and say whatever, be heckling me. I'm be in here just work.
What time is it?
Long as you ain't throwing like, you know, no water or doing something like physically that can put me in harm's way. Say whatever. Talk about my mama. I don't know. Whatever. She'll be fine. She can stand up for herself.
She grown.
She grown. Don't. Unlike me, she will curse you out.
What time is it?
So yeah, looking forward to seeing episode 2 of the Winter Time. For all those who are old school fans of cartoons, check out Proud Family. This last episode.
But they louder and prouder.
Louder and prouder. My two dads. It's hilarious. So they're trying to talk about, like, you know, present day issues.
Correct.
And that wasn't the last one. It's one more. I got to watch it. But the kids had two dads, and there was a whole thing with that episode.
Well, I think that's going to pretty much do it for this today. As always, I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with...
What time is it?
T, pray for Brittany Davis.
What time is it?
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.